Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country. It's Monday morning, and we started out right. Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by my good friend, a brother, a mentor to me, Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this, playing a little co-host here in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. It goes by quick. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. More of him, less of me, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you from Pittsburgh? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? Third, we could put the Redbirds in the rearview mirror and focus on the rock pile coming through.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Man, happy to join you guys. Happy Monday. You know, doing well this morning. Got some good rest last night. Like you said, ready to put the Redbirds behind us and take on the rock pile tonight here for a three-game set before traveling out west. You can find me online, all social media platforms, first and last name, TarikBrock. How are you doing this morning, my brother?
I am doing really good, and I, you know, just to recap the Birds, it was nice to see you guys on Apple TV Friday playing, and I said, God, if they just can get that one timely hit, we would have got that first game of the series. Came up a little short Saturday, and yesterday's game you always like to put behind because you guys have been resilient enough. When you get in one of these games, you put it behind you, and then you just come out like gangbusters the next day. Case in point in Chicago. I'm looking for that tonight against the Rockies in the start of a three-game series. And welcome Chad Kuhl back to Pittsburgh. But the Cardinals series, it just came down to, I guess, timely hits to put these guys away, huh?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, we were, like you said, just a hit away from, you know, busting the game wide open. You know, we had a situation where we had Wainwright on the ropes. You know, I had runners at first and second, our best hitter up. And then we had our young player, you know, just tried to make a play for the team, but it was at the, you know, not at the best time for it. And then we had, you know, another situation where, you know, we had bases loaded. You know, we get a hit, but it was just too hard, couldn't score multiple runners. And then when we needed that big hit, that would have just blew the roof off. The fireworks would have started early, you know, for us. And we just couldn't get the hit. And then yesterday, just started out, you know, pretty good. Their starter was only able to throw like four pitches, you know, leave with an abdominal issue. And, you know, we it's a time for us to, you know, really get in their bullpen and mess their bullpen up, you know, for days to come. And, you know, we just couldn't, you know, lay the knockout blow, and they were able to, you know, score, you know, some runs way more than, you know, we hoped they would. And, you know, got in the hole real early, you know, at the, you know, start of the third inning, I think, fourth inning, you know, 7-0. So it kind of changes, you know, our whole approach. It changes what we can do offensively. But the one thing I can say about our team is that we do bounce back. So I'm looking for our guys to come back and fight tonight and start the series off right against the Rockies.
Yeah, when you get a guy like Steven Matz that kind of, you know, he just did, you know, he came out with the injury and stuff, you know, you smell blood in the water and you try to take advantage of a situation. And sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. But when you look at this series with Adam Wainwright, that's one guy. You know, I know the Dodgers had a thing on us where they won like 16 straight on us, and we got that past us. This is another guy that seems to be like 10-0 against us. This will be the next step, what we try to do when we face him again down the line. You try to put these things behind you and get that win on these guys. But, boy, he is something else. And then to see Albert Pujols to come back with, you know, two home runs. This guy, a future Hall of Famer, first ballot, along with Molina and Wainwright here and when they, you know, retire. But, boy, I'll tell you, it just 17 home runs away from 700. We could see a milestone here in Pittsburgh at the end of the year with Pujols chasing that.
You know, yeah, I mean, you're right. It definitely could be one. you know, it's good to see those guys, but just not in the way that we did. You know, you would like to see those guys, you know, do special things and hit, you know, benchmarks against other teams and not just self, but it's a part of the game. It's a part of a thing that could, you know, be a motivating factor to our young players, but also, you know, help our players, you know, get tough and be like, okay, you know, not against us, not here, you know, somewhere else. And, you know, it's a part of the maturing process that, you know, our guys and our staff, you know, we'll have to go through. You can't cheat the process. You know, I wish you could speed it up at times, but you have to go through what you have to go through. And sometimes, you know, you have to sit in a stinky diaper before it gets changed, before someone smells it. And at this point in time, you know, we had the stinky diaper yesterday. Hopefully we got it changed really quick and to be able to go out tonight and start a new series and get back. And honestly, man, like we're really a really good 10-game stretch away from being back in this hunt, like really back in it, you know, like, you know, winning 8 out of 10. You know, people say, oh, that might be a stretch. I disagree, you know. We have some, you know, our pitching does a great job. You know, we can get our bats going. You know, Yoshi Susugo, you know, had a couple hits and, you know, is getting on base. So that's trending upwards. You know, Brian Reynolds with the great, you know, fun inside the park home run.
Yeah.
And I just think we're just, you know, I mean, we're just a blink away from clicking. And once that happens, then we can definitely start to, you know, kick up some dust here.
Well, not only that, you know, the positives, Chase DeYoung, he was one of the most effective yesterday. He only gave up Pujols' home run in 3 1/3. So there's a positive there on the pitching side of things. On the offensive side of things, as far as the bats, Chavis, you know, multi-hit, went 2 for 4. You talked about Yoshi and boy, Jack Sawinski, man, fourth of the home run of the year. You know, this kid is really starting to come together when, you know, the summer starts to heat up. Watch out for him as well.
Yeah, you know, and Jack is going through what all rookies have to go through at the beginning. The league is filling them out. And, you know, you get a couple shots off of them. You know, you get a jab and a cross. And then all of a sudden the league starts to duck and punch back. And, you know, you start to get hit. And then you got to learn how to, you know, just bob and weave and adjust what the league is doing to you without going away from your strength. And everyone has to go through this. And it's a lesson that he's learning. You know, it's a lesson that will help him, you know, move forward and understand how the league and how teams will start to pitching and be able to, you know, really start to shore up some plate discipline. And, you know, he has a good eye. He can hit the ball the other way. If something moves towards the middle of the plate, he can put it in right center field gap. You know, he gives us a boost in the outfield. You know, right now, you know, he's played a little bit of all three, first starting out and, you know, just in right field, then, you know, going to center field to spare Brian Reynolds, and then going over and playing left field in Chicago. So I'm just looking for him to just watching him grow, working with him, assisting him on his journey and seeing where he can go. Chase DeYoung, it just, you know, he does everything that we ask of him, you know, utility guy, you know, as far as a pitcher, you know, can start, can long relieve, can come in and, you know, get us, a 3 outs, you know, in a pinch and a jam. And those are the type of guys you need on your staff that can just come out and battle for you and give you everything that you need. So, again, like I said, I'm looking forward to this next 3-game series, you know, before heading out west. You know, the Rockies are coming out, you know, looking to try and, you know, ride the momentum or pick up where the Cardinals left off and try and get in and hopefully try and get a team while they're down. And our job is just have to make sure that we do everything we can, you know, to boost our guys, prepare our guys to go out and win a Major League ball game tonight.
Yeah, and now you're bringing in reinforcements from Indy. Contreras is coming, De Los Santos, and Contreras is on, you know, par to throw tomorrow in that game. He last pitched 5 days ago in Indianapolis, so it's going to be nice to see if he gets the ball tomorrow and goes against the Rockies. with those two coming in, it kind of basically gives the rest of the guys, and maybe they can solidify it, so you don't have to go through the bullpen before you head out west.
Yes, you know, that would be good. You know, Contreras pitched well for us, you know, while he was here, came out and gave us multiple innings out, the bullpen. You know, we know he's a starter, has good electric stuff, has some control, you know, does not seem to be moved by the moment. So that would be good. And, you know, just get some reinforcements to help, you know, lock down our pitching staff and take, you know, some innings off of our bullpen. And, you know, just looking forward to seeing and just infusing some good young energy, you know, here at this level with the guys that we have, and just continue to grow, have complete faith in our GM, in Ben Charrington, and our manager, Derek Shelton, doing everything he can, you know, to put the best lineup out on the field. And as a staff, it's just our job to work with our guys and do everything we can to, you know, prepare them for the battle that we're going into every night.
Yeah, Kevin Newman kind of rehabbing that groin. He had a little bit of a setback, so waiting for him to come back as well. Any thoughts on Kevin?
You know, Kevin is like a little brother. You know, I know he wants to get back out. When you're talking about sure-hand, you know, defender, he's on that list of being a sure-hand defender. And when you're trying to, you know, get back from, you know, a leg injury, you know, a groin, you know, sometimes, you know, just a little push, a side push or anything can definitely, you know, tweak it. So I trust our training staff will do everything they can, as well as with our SNC group, you know, to just readjust and, you know, getting back trending up so that he can rejoin us here and solidify our infield defense.
Yeah, Ralph coming in from Pittsburgh throws a comment on here. He goes, the catching situation looks like it's coming together now, even with the loss of Perez for the year.
Yeah, I mean, here's the one thing. We lost a guy that, you know, was a two-time, you know, Gold Glove winner, a leader, you know, in the clubhouse, a leader on the field, handled our pitching staff very well, you know, and was getting some timely hits for us. And it's just a huge, huge loss for us. So right now between, you know, Tyler Hinneman and Michael Perez, they're doing a good job as far as handling our staff. You know, we'll get some offense from them real soon here, but just be able to handle our staff, keep the balls in front, you know, be aggressive on bag picks, you know, when the time calls for it. So I definitely agree with that, and thank you for that comment as well.
Cool. Coming back to Pittsburgh tonight, going against Brubaker, and this is going to be a heck of a pitching matchup. What we can look for in this first of a three-game series with the Rockies?
Man, I don't know if anybody, you know, paid attention to it, but, you know, Brubaker hit 97-98 when we were in Chicago, you know, the other day. And Chad's going to come in, you know, pumped up, fired up. He's a guy that pitches off of energy and emotion. And I expect the first two innings to be electric. But I also expect Chad to just, you know, make a little mistake here. And I'm sure Brian Reynolds, Key Brian Hayes, Ben Gamble, I could just go down the list of guys, a list of guys that will be ready, you know, to put a really good swing on the ball and, you know, just pass the baton to the next hitter. So I expect it to be, you know, a really good battle of two good young teams that are doing everything they can to turn things around. And it should be exciting for our fans tonight here in the stadium at PNC Park online.
Yeah. Did you guys all pitch in to get Ben Gamble to the barber to get rid of the beard?
He walked in the other day, and I'm like, did we call up a new player?
God, he must have dropped 10 pounds with that beard.
Yeah, he did. I have to remind him, you got to put some sunblock on now, buddy.
Especially when he comes out west this weekend. And talking about, you know, with the Western teams, you finish up with the Rockies Wednesday afternoon in Pittsburgh, and then you get San Diego and L.A. out here. You go back, you get Arizona. I mean, you're going to get to know the West real good in the next 2 weeks. Any thought to, you know, getting out of your own division where it's been heavyweights and Muhammad Ali and Frazier fights to where you go now and play these Western teams?
Yeah, it'll be really, really good for us. You know, going off of the history that we had last year, go out to Arizona, didn't play well, played them a little bit better here. You know, didn't play well in Colorado, and they seem to have an edge when teams come in there with the altitude. And so the cool thing is to be able to get at least early on to get 3 of the 4 teams out here in Pittsburgh first, which was L.A., San Diego, and now Colorado coming in. And so we got a feel, we will have a feel for 3 of those teams. And then going out west to San Diego and to L.A., you know, they'll be the same but a different team than we saw, a different version of themselves, and hopefully – you know, we will be as well. You know, we go out to L.A. They just, you know, wrapped up a tough series here in PA with the Phillies, and now flying all the way back after, you know, the game. Maybe have a day off today, not sure. And then, you know, playing, you know, a series before we come in there and get them on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Those are pretty much our prime nights right there, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Right.
Going into San Diego. You know, which should be fun. It's a good challenge for us, you know, traveling out west, going into, you know, I hate to use the word hostile environment, but just going into a different environment.
Exactly. They left Philly. They'll go 3 in Washington and 4 in Arizona before they face you next Monday. And the Padres go back home now, and they'll face the Brewers before they welcome you in for the weekend. In San Diego, and boy, I can't wait to do this Friday from San Diego. Probably give you another hour of sleep. We can do this at 8 o'clock.
Perfect.
rather than get up at 7 o'clock, like you know. And I don't want to drag into that one. So I know on the West Coast, like I'd like to give you an extra hour to recuperate and everything, and you know, so that way we'll do that. Let everybody know where they can get a hold of you, my good brother.
Yes, on all social media platforms, first and last name, TarrikBrock, all one word. Man, and I just enjoying a great way to start off the week talking a little baseball. And I hope everyone has a blessed week. It is a pleasure doing this show with you twice a week, my brother, man. I can't wait till the next one. On my home soil here, coming up here real soon.
Yeah, definitely, and God blazing a great trail, and I'm so blessed. And, you know, I always say things don't happen on our time. It happens on the big man's time, and when he opens the door, good things really start to filter through. For Tarrick Brock out there in Pittsburgh, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, we'll talk to you Friday morning, 8 o'clock. Give him a little extra time to sleep in a little. From San Diego, California, where the weather seems to be always 75 degrees, 365 days a year. Till then, catch this archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Go Bucks. We'll talk to you Friday from San Diego. Have a blessed one, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Take care, everybody.